Okay, here we go. Everybody strap yourselves in.
Strapped.
Yeah, what kind of strap?
Wait, you have a strap on? What is this?
So gonna get bad. Ugly.
Okay.
Everybody, thanks for tuning in. It's another episode of Not Too Taboo. We're sitting here trying to decide who the hell I'm doing this show with. Because everyone's tired of me saying it's my lady love, it's my baby boo.
Tired of it. I was like, babe, maybe you don't want to call me my lady love again.
No, I'm mad at you tonight.
Oh, okay. We're getting right into it.
Yeah. So I don't know. I know.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Wait a minute. Back up the bus.
What?
I'm supposed to be mad at you. You don't get to be mad at me. I'm the one that's mad at you.
No,
you
I'm mad at you. No, because I'm mad at you because you're mad at me for not being whatever.
You did not help me when I was trying to put the baby down. I needed massive help and I got side smacked and I literally karate chop.
It was a Korean sidekick.
She
knows Taekwondo. I've been training her in Taekwondo.
My nose literally started to bleed. It was bad. So I'm mad at you. Hey, you don't get to be mad at me.
Look on the bright side. If it was ever crooked, it's straight now. Hi, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Enough bickering. We're so happy to be here to do another episode of Not Too Taboo.
We're happy to be here. You guys, hey, thanks so much for tuning in every week. Be sure to right now go right now, download this episode and subscribe. And you guys go follow me on social at Gretchen Rossi because I'm doing some giveaways for some of our awesome listeners. You guys are the best. We love getting the 5-star reviews. I love getting all the messages from you guys every week about how much you love us. But I'm going to do a little giveaway for some of you guys. So be sure to follow me on social and be sure to download and subscribe to be entered to that.
Is it bad because if people contact me on social, I won't respond?
No.
Is it bad if I won't talk to them?
By the way, we're drinking margaritas, you guys. If you hear a little clicky, clicky, click in the background.
Yeah, that's
what time is it? It's like 9 o'clock at night. Sky's down.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We're drinking.
Oh my gosh, babe.
There's news.
I have news for you. Have you heard the news?
No.
Yeah, we're
I thought you were talking about the Watch What Happens Live news.
What was that news?
I heard that Emily talked about you on Watch What Happened Live.
You are such a tool. You are like literally the worst listener ever. Babe, that was from like 2 years ago. I was just saying that was sweet because Emily posted it on her social. Like it was like a repost from like 2 years ago.
Wait, hold on.
You're such a tool. Oh my God.
So you reposted news from 2 years ago.
I didn't repost anything. I'm telling you, Emily posted somebody like, I guess, watching an episode of Watch What Happens Live. And Andy asked her, are you friends with Gretchen? And she's like, yes, I love Gretchen. She's been nothing but lovely, wonderful, da, da, da. And when I was watching her stories tonight, because I follow her, I was like, oh, that was sweet that she like posted that.
So isn't that nice that I was able to actually see that and assume it was recent news because you're still in the same place with her?
Oh my God. But the point is you don't actually listen to what I'm saying. You just come
Your
up with
Your friend Emily
else.
Said something nice about you on Watch What Happens Live, and I thought that was kind of cool.
Oh my God. Speaking of Watch What Happens Live and Housewives news, according to the news, did you hear we're coming back to Housewives?
We are.
Yeah. I mean, according to the news, I mean, it's like all the blogs, everybody's like, so here's my favorite part. Okay, so wait, let me read it so I get it right. Okay, ready?
Wait a minute. Have you been negotiating behind my back?
So it says, really? I can't even read it.
This is awesome. You're two drinks in and you can't read a blog post? This is fantastic.
The unfair viable. Is that a word?
The what? Hold on. This is how the show's going to go, you guys. I'm going to actually read the blog for Gretchen.
No, listen. The unfair viable.
Yeah, what is
they're
that?
They're saying they can't verify it. So the unverifiable.
You know what's so funny? You're slurring. You were trying to say that it was unverifiable at this point. So they're making a comment that they can't verify.
Yes.
Is what you're trying to say.
I said unverifiable. That's the word.
Yeah, but when you say it, it's a slur. Anyway, folks, this particular post is unverifiable.
It says, the unverifiable tipster. That's a big word. I mean, like, that's a lot of like, syllables in one word, don't you
think?
It is
after 2 ounces of tequila. Oh, anyway, go ahead.
Tipster said in the screenshot posted by Instagram blog, I don't even know how to say this name, actually. Duex Moy, I don't know. Kelly Dodd, Bronwyn, Emily, Elizabeth are out. T Tamara will be back. Heather DeBrone and Alexis said no. They're trying to get Gretchen Rossi and her rich Newport Beach friends on, but Gretchen won't return if Tamara's still on the show. Did you know that? Did you know any of that?
How will Tamara handle your rich friends?
You know what? How will that happen? Don't even start. Listen, you know what I find so funny about all of these things, though? Because I got like 9,000, literally. Like, you should see my DMs. I got like 9,000. And the funniest part is all these little blogs, because like one of the blogs or one of the Instagram pages like leaks writes something. And then all of the other ones pick it up. And then they all send me like a message like, is this true? Is this true? Is this true? And then a bunch of my friends were like sending it to me. What I find so funny is that they have all this information and they know all this stuff. Like, Heather DeBro and Alexis said no. And Gretchen, they're trying to get Gretchen and her rich Newport friends, but she won't return if Tamara's still on the show. The funniest part is, like, how do they know all this? They've never even talked to any of us. Like, they haven't called any of us to know.
Wait a minute.
It's like they literally make up this shit. Like, they literally just pull it out of their asses and put it out there.
So you think it's fake news?
I think it's totally fake news.
Who do you think puts it out?
Well, no, here's, you know what I actually think, though?
What
I think actually is not fake news in that particular part is that they're trying to get my rich Newport friends, because I know that is actually true, because they've been trying to get my friends, all my friends in my circle, they have been trying to get on the show for years, literally.
So that part's true.
Yeah. Like, I mean, all my friends tell me. I mean, I was like cheering on my friends. I was like telling them like, okay, this is what you do. This is what you do. You know, like talking to the producers or whatever.
Who do you think puts it out there?
Oh, I have no idea.
Oh, I have a theory.
Who?
Is it not too taboo to talk about it?
Who? What's the theory? Who is it? Wait, no, I don't think anybody puts it out there.
Of course, someone puts it out there because it goes everywhere.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level. The who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Who do you think's responsible? I know who I think's responsible.
Who do you think's responsible?
I actually think the network.
Oh, you know what? I've heard that before, though.
I think it's their focus group.
Yeah, people say that.
I think they leak news.
Yeah.
True or not, they leak it.
Uh-huh.
They know these blogs are going to pick it up and run with it mm-hmm. and make accusations
mm-hmm.
based upon comments, mm-hmm. people coming back, and how much it spins.
Yeah.
Becomes a focus group for them. And I think the network does it. And that is not too taboo content right there.
Yeah, that is
no,
true.
Everyone's afraid to tell you that.
No, you know, it's funny because that's not verified. We have no idea.
This is unverifiable.
It's unverifiable. But it is funny because you know who actually used to tell me that back in the day?
Hmm?
You know who actually used to say that they thought that that was the network who always leaked it?
Do tell.
It was Tamara.
Oh.
Tamara always used to tell me that. She always used to go, you know who I think it is? I think it's the network that puts all this stuff out and gets us all like riled up and gets us all angry and makes us think that like, you
that
know,
makes
somebody
me think that she did it, blaming the network.
Well, we know she did it. We got calls from the freaking press that people that we knew after we left the show. Remember when when our friend called? I don't want to say the name, but remember when we
got confirmation that she was a regular source mm-hmm. of trying to sell and leak information to the media. And then she went back to the network and claimed that we were the ones doing it.
I know. No, but that was actually such a telling moment for me because it was after we left the show, whatever. And one of the, West Coast bureau chief of one of the big magazines reached out to us and she was actually trying to get like a response to like a supposed, you know, leak of something that had come out about us. And so she was trying to get a response and we got on the phone with her and like, she was like, wow, you guys are like so nice. You're so this, you're so that, you're so lovely. Like, I don't sense any bullshit in you. And we're like, 'cause there's not. And It was so interesting because then we became really good friends with her for like just by happenstance because we were at a lot of the same events, whatever. And then like 2 years later, she told us the truth. And she was like, I could get in a lot of trouble for this. She doesn't work for the magazine anymore, but she told us, she was just like, Tamara was the one that was literally coming to the magazine and like saying all this stuff about you guys. And we're like, awesome.
Yeah, great. So, yeah, but then I remember getting calls from Bravo's PR accusing us of going to the magazines.
Oh, I know.
Which we have never done.
I mean,
ever.
The thing is like, I mean, I guess it's like a thing. I guess that's like a thing. I mean, that happened like on Beverly Hills. I guess a lot of the women were talking about on Beverly Hills, like that Lisa Vanderpump was going and selling. I didn't even know that like you could do that. Like legitimately, if you think about this, I was on the show the fourth season of Housewives, okay? Do you know how many bajillion years ago that was? We launched, I was on the show before Bethany even like was on New York. I was on the show before any of that even happened for any other franchise launch.
You started in 2009?
2009.
2009.
Okay, but this is my point. Like that wasn't even a thing back then. Like you didn't even do that. Like I was so green and clueless to any of that. Like I didn't even know any of that was taking place. And I remember even when our friend told us that about Tamara, and I was like, just like kind of flabbergasted. I was just like, wait, what? I was like, what do you mean? And I guess there was some like,
was she getting paid? I think she was getting paid.
I don't know. She couldn't really tell us all the details, but she definitely said, look, like there was definitely trade, if you call it, going on, is how she posed it.
Because didn't she, no, correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't there, she said something too about Bravo PR literally called her, right? Mm-hmm. Called her and threatened her. And said something about us. Mm-hmm. And she said,
well, because Bravo supposedly, I mean, we'll probably get in trouble for this.
Yeah, this is Not Too Taboo podcast. We can talk about if we damn want to.
Supposedly, she called us and she said, look, Bravo's scared of you guys. Like, they think you have a lot of power. And they're, like, scared of, like, what you're going to say out in the press and what you're going to do. But, you know, we always kept our mouth shut. We, you know, we know what went down. We know what happened. But we weren't out to slander the network or anybody or, like, take anybody down. It was just, like, whatever. We know what it was. We know the truth. And they were getting frustrated because you and I were still getting press. The WeTV had come right after Housewives. That we had gotten on that show. There was so much press around that. Remember, they all went to that, what was it called?
The Paleo Center?
No, babe. When they were, all the networks were at that event where they're doing the advertisers and we were like on the front of every elevator and like.
You're talking about the upfronts. No. It was like, yeah, I know what you're talking about. This is where everyone goes to sell their shows, basically.
Yeah. And I guess the network was kind of like annoyed because everywhere they walked, like all the people like kept seeing our faces everywhere and being reminded that we were no longer their network. I don't know.
Yeah, but it wasn't that. I remember something about them telling the magazine that if they took a story from us, that they would block all of NBC's talent from doing any interviews with the magazine.
Well,
the magazine came in back and said, they've never come to us about an article. They've never sold anything to the magazine. She defended us because they accused us of coming to them and leaking information. And she said they'd never done that.
Yeah.
There was a threat made by their PR. We won't give you any more talent. We won't let anyone else interview with you.
You know, if I remember correctly, I think that had to do with the Uncensored episode. And remember how we caught them red-handedly and I had all the receipts and I had the emails and I had all the stuff. And I called out Andy Cohen and I called out Kevin, the producer, and I called everyone out. And I even called out Heather Dubrow. We got in a fight over that one. Like, all of that because I just went on social and I was just sick of it at that point. I was just like, I'm so done with the bullshit and the lies and everybody like pretending something other than it was. And, you know, they made that whole freaking second half of the Uncensored episode about like,
about us, about our fake relationship.
Yeah. And so I was just over it and we were going to go do like, I think that's what it was. I think we were going to go do an exclusive with one of the magazines and tell the real story because I had all the receipts and everything. And then I think that Bravo called in like, or their PR or something, and they like basically threatened like, if you do the article with Gretchen, because remember they shut everything down.
Yeah.
And it was like, if you do the article with Gretchen Slade, or if they basically have the platform to tell the truth, then we're not going to give you any of our other talent. And she told us. She told us that. And she goes, they're scared of you guys because they know you guys know the truth. It was shady.
was shady. Shady. And mm-hmm. they changed the episode. They went back and fixed it.
Well, they changed it because I said, this is bullshit. You guys know it. Like, they totally knew that they were, like, just making content for a show. And I was so sick of them continuing to use me for fodder and for ratings. And they just, they knew it. They knew that they were lying. They knew that they were making stuff up. I had the emails from the producers and I basically said, I'm going to let everybody know that this is BS because this is not what went down. And for you all to, like, portray it this way, whatever. One day we'll write a book. Okay. And we're going to call it. I'm not going to put it out there what we're going to call it, but it's going to be a good title and people are going to want to read it.
Well, we'll call it that. Whatever it is, we'll call it that.
It's a good title. But
do you remember when we got in that fight with Andy Cohen?
And I think it's when my mom yelled at him. When he got the letter from my mom.
Well, your mom was pissed because the thing is at that point, I mean, bless your mom. Like, she was so sweet. Like, she just, you know, I think everybody in our lives, we're just so sick of continuing to, like, spin these false narratives about us. And I think, you know,
You mean hearing the network spin false narratives?
No, I think people on the show, the social media, you know, the press, the network, whatever. I think they were just frustrated. Like, the people that were really in our lives, our family, our parents, our friends, the people that really knew us and knew that our relationship was real, that we're really in love, that we, all of that. I think they were just, like, people were just frustrated anymore. They're just like, this is just such BS. And it was kind of cute because your mom didn't even tell us what she was doing. But she really called Andy out pretty hardcore. And then I guess she went and made a statement to one of the press people.
I know.
Because they reached out to her.
I didn't even know until she forwarded me Andy's response.
Yeah, I know. But the thing is that I literally couldn't believe it because I didn't even know your mom was, like, capable of doing that. Like, your mom's always so, like, free spirit and so, like, happy-go-lucky. You know what I mean?
Mom's,
like,
a Viking.
Yeah, like, she came, Mama Bear came out and she was just like, this is just BS. Like, I'm so sick of you, you know, continuing to, like, basically, you know, make my son look bad. And now you're, like, infringing on, you know, this real relationship of these two people and this woman now that I love and adore that's come into my life that's going to be my daughter-in-law. And, like, you're just making shit up. And you know it's not true and it's not cool. So, and honestly, I don't remember all the details of that.
I know. I wish I had the letter.
I know. But I do remember it wasn't good. And Andy kind of apologized to your mom, if I remember correctly.
He did.
He felt bad.
But again, in Andy's defense, he's being fed information by producers mm-hmm. who were telling him that this was the narrative. This was the storyline. Oh, the relationship's not real. People are manufacturing stuff about Gretchen and Slate. Mm-hmm. They're fake. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So he's being fed that mm-hmm. and he's reacting and going on camera based upon what producers have told him. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And a lot of those producers are no longer with production.
Well,
they're gone.
And by the way, can we just point out the obvious? It's been 12 years. We have a child together. And most of those people on the show that were talking shit about us are now divorced. And they are the ones that ended up not really being in a happy relationship. So they can true. All
And it's all new producers. All those producers are gone.
They can all suck my big right toe.
Really sexy toes. Aren't you on one of those websites?
What? Oh my God, the Wiki Toe?
How do you even know that exists?
I think it's called I don't know because they people send it to me. The creepers send it to me on social and they're like,
so wait, you have
do you super, know?
Wait a minute, hold on. People, I need to unpack this. Uh-huh. So people have come to you and said you have really, really sexy feet.
Yeah, sort of.
And that you were on Wiki Toe?
Wiki feet, maybe.
Wiki feet.
I don't know. Something like that. It's not like I've gone and looked. I don't know what the name's called, okay. But it's something like that. So wiki toes, wiki feet, okay. Something.
Here's what I'm getting to. When in 12 years mm-hmm. since we've been together, mm-hmm. have you decided to post your freaking feet? Like, how do they have pictures of feet? You have posted a picture of your foot.
I haven't. I think that they literally, like, If I'm like in a skirt.
Is it like a shoe photo? Is
yeah,
like they zoom
like,
in on it?
No, let me explain. I think you're like when you're in a picture with like a skirt on and then you have like a like an open-toed shoe, I think they like zoom in and like look at the feet or something. I don't know. I don't know.
Dude, that is straight up stalkery.
It's weird, but I guess, and they're like, you're like number one on the Wiki Feet thing or something. I'm like,
you're
what?
Number one at Wiki Feet.
I don't know. I've never looked, so I don't know. I'm probably not. Anymore.
I would start like a super random website. I'd like make you number one at like elbows.com or something.
Can you imagine start like a really weird...
Dude, you have a really sexy
ears
elbow.
Ears.com.
Ears.com.
I know, it's really weird. God, weird. So anyway, so let's talk about the fact that the rumors are not true. No, Slade and I have no intention of coming back to Housewives. They're not...
Are we making an official statement on our show?
Yeah.
We're not going
exclusive, back. Exclusive thing. No, we're... Well, the official thing said they're trying to get Gretchen Rossi and her friends, but Gretchen won't return if Tamara's on the show. I mean, that's actually probably a very valid statement.
Yeah, it's a true statement. Not that we've actually talked to anybody, but I'm glad they're clear on that point.
I mean, that's funny. But...
yeah, why take steps backwards?
But no, I mean, listen, you guys, they came back to me the very next season. And it was like so funny because when the producer called me, he legit was like this. Hi. And I was like, hi. And he was like, so I'm just going to cut to the chase. Really? I'm just going to cut to the chase.
I love it when
chase.
You drink and we do shows. You're trying to say chase?
He goes, I'm just going to cut to the chase. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, you want to come back to Housewives? And I go, sure. I go, pay me $5 million. And he was like, I didn't even like skip a beat. And he pauses and he's like, are you serious? And I'm like, I'm serious. And he's like, okay, bye. Like, he was like,
well, didn't he ask you to, like, there was a trip, right? Weren't you supposed to go, like, was it Thailand? Or, like, where did they go?
I guess they were, like, struggling that season. It wasn't really going very well for them. And they really obviously needed a little more drama and needed me to come in. And so they wanted me to go on the cast trip. But it was strange because he literally said, do you want to come back to Housewives? Like, do I want to come back as a full-time housewife? And I was just like, yeah, no. Like, you're going to have to pay me a lot of money to make that happen. And then, you know, then a couple years later, there was conversations again and whatnot. So there's definitely been conversations over the years. But, you know, honestly, they would really have to just really pay me stupid money to make it worthwhile. I mean, at this point, like... I mean, I said it the other day on my stories because I get asked this question all the time. I mean, honestly, you and I are just in such a good, happy place in our life where we are, you know, our businesses are successful. We're happy. You know, we have this beautiful baby girl. Like the thought of like incorporating that toxic environment back into our lives is very, just the thought of it's very stressful. And not to mention that, you know, a child especially can really feel your stress and like,
yeah,
you know, a child can really take all that on. And I wouldn't want to ever put that on Sky because the show is always going to be stressful. Like no matter how hard you think that like, oh, it's going to be fine. It's going to be this, it's going to be that. It's just not. The show is not like a happy go lucky, like, oh, everything's great. And let's go, you know, drink champagne with our friends. It's like they have to have the drama, the negative, to make good TV, at least according to them, that's what they think. And so, and actually, honestly, the network has bred those type of fans. So like when there's a season where it's actually like happy and everybody's getting along and people are like having nice things happen in their life, the fans are like, this is boring as shit. You know what I mean? So like they've actually bred the fans to want the drama and the ugly and all that. And so,
What you're saying is you need cast members that are willing to flip a table and yell prostitution whore at the girl across the table in order to make good content.
Well, I don't know if it has to go that far, but I mean, the truth is there has to be some sort of like big drama, yucky, you know, thing going on for, you know, I mean, that's what the Bravo fans want.
And I guess if you're in a position where, you know, you're making good money in your businesses and money that was equal to, if not greater than what you could be compensated on the show, why would you go back?
Right.
Because the truth is those women, unfortunately, only put themselves in that position to deal with the stress and anxiety because of the paycheck. Because what else do you get out of it?
Well, I don't know if that's 100% true because there's plenty of housewives that do really well for themselves and they don't necessarily need to do that. I think a lot of people really do enjoy the fame. I mean, Housewives is a very, you know, it's a household name. It's a world. And here's the thing I was thinking about the other day. Look, we're in a very like special group, if you will. Okay. If you think about it, okay, there's been like 110 housewives total. Okay.
Probably more now.
Well, I'm sorry. I should say in the United States, because obviously there's all these other countries now. But in the United States, it's been like 110 or something. It might even be more now. But like I remember Peggy Sahali, what's her last name? I always say it wrong. Sellehan, thank you.
You're welcome.
She was like the 100th housewife. So I'm sure there's now like up to 110, 120. But if you think about that number in comparison to the 330 million people that are in the United States, that's a very small group of women that were handpicked to be on the show. So it's like this little sorority and it's like this little like, you know, group. And it's like once you... You know, like you, it's like pretty special to be picked to be a part of that show. You know what I mean? I don't know where I'm going with this.
I was like literally looking at you like, where the hell are you going?
There was a point you said.
Is it only the girls in the sorority? Because the guys, there's not a guy ever who's ever been made to look good on that show. I feel like every
some guys have. Maurizio, I feel like has been made to look good.
No, they tried to villainize Maurizio too.
They did?
Sure. Like they tried to leak all the cheating rumors and all this crap.
They tried to do that. I mean, some of the guys. Is there any guys?
Tell me a guy. Tell me a guy who's gotten unscathed. Tell me a guy.
Probably. Well, I think a few of them. I could think of a few of them.
You can?
Well, think about what about Eddie? He never really got much. I don't know. But here's the thing. What was I telling you? That's so frustrating because I was actually telling, there was a reason I was telling you that.
Were we walking down a path?
Yeah, it was like there was like
a point?
There was actually a point
to this whole sorority. I'm in a small group of people that have been villainized on television.
Yeah, there was like a whole point in that. I forget what it was though. I'm so bummed. But anyways,
it'll come back to you. Want another drink?
But for me, I just feel like, listen, I always have to say this with a caveat because watch, like next week they'll come back to me and be like, "I'll give you $5 million," and I'll be like, "I'm in."
They're not going to do that.
I know, but let's just say that, like, I always have to say never because you just never know. You know, and life changes. I mean, what if something like, you know, what if something did change with our businesses and like the money was good or something? What are you doing? Why are you knocking? Why are you knocking?
I'm not quite sure what that was. Was there a knock at the door?
What if we
do we have a ding dong? We have a guest.
What if we, you know, what if our financial situation did change or something, you know, so you never want to say no. I'm saying like we're very lucky that we have worked really hard and we have great successful businesses and that, you know, we don't have to have, you know, housewife's paycheck in order to take care of ourselves. I'm just saying, like, what if something changed for us? That's why I always say never.
Yeah.
Because if down the line something was a change and then, you know, 3 years from now, let's say financially something was different for us and they came back and offered us, you know, to do the show, maybe we would be in a different position. All I'm saying is right now, at this stage in our life, with as happy as we are, everything going on in our lives, that is super positive. You know, your business, my business, the fact that we have this beautiful little girl. Just, I feel like we're just in a really happy, good, content place. And I feel like my gut would tell me Housewives might just bring some negative stuff, especially that line of like, Gretchen won't return if Tamara's there, because if Tamara's there, it's really negative. Oh, you know what I mean?
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, would you want to go back?
Nah. Yeah. Too busy. Got a lot of stuff going on, yo.
Yo. Yo.
Hey, speaking of that, have you seen the new rebrand for BioRains.com?
Oh, my
God. Oh, we've done a great job. People can visit 1-800-BioRains.com and check out all of our products.
I'm so excited for you, babe, because you're going to be on the cover of Top Doctor.
That's right,
Gretchen. I'm really excited about that.
Thank you. They were very excited to learn about all the new technology that we've come out with.
I know. That's very cool. I know the BioRains, the CBD stuff is doing really well. You know, all of our little businesses. I mean, we've got, as they like to say, we're very diversified.
Yes, we have a very balanced portfolio.
We have a very balanced portfolio. All my stuff with the hair and with the, you know, supplements that I'm doing and, you know.
Wait a minute. You made me take something new today, though.
Yeah.
This is what's really fun. Gretchen is like a brand ambassador for like several companies and she's always coming up with something new. And there's a fit product.
Well, it's called Trim.
Oh, it's a Trim product.
I'm kind of
is this why you're looking so skinny? Because you've been getting a lot of compliments.
You know, I got to tell you something. I swear, babe, I think it's working because here's the thing.
I'm going to be the test though, because
you're going to be the true test.
Because you look good.
No. You know, I still had that last 10 to 15 pounds I could not get rid of, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It is like coming off me. Like in the last 2 weeks, First of all, I've had so many people reach out to me on social that's like, Gretchen, you literally look so skinny. What are you doing? And then I've had even like my close friends, like in my circle of friends, like I was out to lunch last week with Layla and with Casey, and all of them are like, oh my God, you look so good. Like, what are you doing? And like the one thing that I've changed and incorporated the last 2 months has been this trim. It's like really freaking awesome.
Now, here's the thing. Gretchen always just comes up with like a ladle and makes me suck up whatever she has in the ladle. I'm never quite sure what she's giving me. So you gave me, it tasted like vanilla, lemon pudding.
Lemon cake.
Lemon cake. What is that?
Okay, that's the trim.
Okay.
Yeah, that's and the trim.
It's a product that makes me skinny?
So it inhibits fat storage.
Oh, I have a lot of fat storage.
I got
a warehouse around my middle.
And it like helps, I think I'm going to say it probably wrong. It like helps speed up your metabolism. But like the thing that's cool about this product is it does not give you the shakes. Like there's a lot of products out there that like make you really shaky.
No, it wasn't
that
are shaky. Like, I just wanted another spoonful because it was really kind of like lemon cake.
Did it not taste so good?
It was like so good.
So you know the reason that I really like the two products that I'm taking from the company, it's called Trim and it's the liquid collagen. And I got to tell you, you know why I think I'm being so consistent and taking it?
Because it tastes good.
Well, not only does it taste good, babe, but you know how I hate taking pills, like any sort of pill. I take them because I have like 9,000 supplements that I take.
She can't swallow. You're not a good swallower.
Oh, geez. Don't even stop.
I mean, I'm not trying to be weird, but I mean, every time, like you can't,
If I need to swallow, I'll swallow, buddy. I'll take one for the team.
It's not true. You are a terrible swallower. It can be the tiniest of little pills and you're like, bleh, bleh, bleh.
I'm not talking about pills. I'm talking about sexual activity.
You did not just say that.
I'm just saying you acted like I was not capable of certain things. So I just want to point out to the audience that I'm plenty capable of swallowing. However,
I'm seriously blushing for both of us right now. Are you kidding me?
This is the Not Too Taboo podcast.
I understand.
I'm talking
that.
About an actual pill. I don't like taking actual supplemental pills. However,
because you can't swallow, okay?
Well, I take a lot of them still, but I do struggle a little bit with swallowing. I don't know why. I get all in my head.
I get all gaggy.
I get all in my head and I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to choke on it. Oh my gosh, what's happening? Like I just am one of those people that like when it's the pill that you actually have to swallow, I get all weird. So the reason I love these products, babe, is because they literally are the liquid and I put it in the fridge so it's nice and cold. I take it first thing in the morning, the trim and the collagen together, and they are so delicious. And I swear, and it's like, I actually look forward to it in the morning now.
Wait a second. So right after I got lemon cake, you gave me
collagen.
It tasted like berry juice.
Yeah, it was like almost like like berry. It tastes like berry.
It's berry. Mm-hmm. But it's collagen. So am I gonna get soft and supple? What's gonna happen?
No.
So what happens with the collagen? My cheeks are gonna plump.
So I don't know if you know this, but
do my lips look juicy?
By age, do you know that at age 25, the production your collagen production completely starts to decline?
I know there is massive degradation after the age of 25. Did you know the human head weighs an average of 8 pounds?
I didn't know that. And I was really sad when I heard that because I was just like, well, no wonder I start to look like crap.
People start to age because their body doesn't reproduce the same collagen. That's what keeps you fluffy, plump, and yummy.
I know, but I didn't know it was age 25. Like, that's young.
Also did know the optimum age to have a baby was like 17.
I know. But anyway, so when I found
random
out about
facts
that,
by Gretchen and Slade right here on Not Too Taboo. Thanks for tuning in. Remember to download and subscribe.
But when I found out about that, I was like, oh, well, that sucks. And you know me, like I've never had plastic surgery. I don't care what anybody else out there, you know, loves to make up about me or say about me. I've never had plastic surgery. It was so funny. I was just with Dr. Diamond, and which, by the way, he's like the nicest, coolest doctor ever. You know, you've seen him on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, all that. Dr. Diamond up in Beverly Hills. And I go in and like literally the poor guy, I give him like a 20-minute consultation of telling him all the things that like I have issues with. And I'm like, and this and that. And then there's this hole and there's this line and there's this. And I got these lines on my chest and I got this. Like I go through this whole thing. And I apologized to him beforehand. I was like, I'm really sorry up front. And I was like, and I have all these issues, but I don't like fillers and I don't want you to like put anything in me. So he's like, what? And so, because I do not like, I tried fillers while I was back on Housewives. And I just feel like I look like Catwoman. Like everybody else, all of my friends get fillers. Everybody looks amazing. Gretchen gives them. She looks like a crazy person, right? Like I cannot do the fillers. And I'm like so bummed because I, you know, I'm getting older. Like I need some plumpy juiciness, right?
You're not getting older. You look great.
You're very sweet. But I really, and then obviously while I was pregnant and breastfeeding and IVF, I couldn't do any of that stuff for like almost 4.5 years. I couldn't.
Did you go through withdrawals?
No, it wasn't even withdrawals. It's just
that. Is it FOMO?
No. Well, maybe a little bit of FOMO.
Because you see people.
Yeah, because like, all my friends are still getting like, stuff done. And by the way, I was totally fine with it because I was doing what was best for my unborn child. So I'm not vain like that. Trust me. I'm totally fine with it. However, now that like I'm past that whole stage and I'm not, you know, I don't have any other child or human being that I'm responsible for on that level, I'm like, okay, I'm ready for like a little refresher. So I'm so excited to go see Dr. Dime. I'm sitting there and he's like, he looks at me and I go through this whole thing and he like comes and touches my face and he feels everything. And he's like, you have really good bone structure in your, and I'm like, well, I'm German. So I have these high cheekbones. Cause everybody thinks I have like cheek implants, the whole thing. Right. And I was like, I don't have any of that. And he's like, well, you really don't need any fillers, any plumbing. And I'm like, damn it, monkey balls. I was like, I really was like, I really want it. You know when like you don't want the fillers, but yet you really want the doctor to be like, you need fillers, let me fill your, you know what I mean? Like it's such a catch 22.
You need therapy.
I need therapy. Totally. And
here's why.
Totally need therapy.
For 10 years, I have listened to you tell me what you need. And you go into all these physicians and doctors.
I try to get all these doctors
You know, I don't like this part of my face.
I want my nose, my eyes, my cheeks,
all this crap.
Because I see all of my friends getting like these surgeries and these things done. And so I'm like, maybe I need to do it.
What has every doctor told you for 10 years?
Every doctor won't do it. I went in, I talked to 3 different doctors for like a nose job.
You're such a tool. There's nothing wrong with your nose.
I know. And I wanted like this little pinch at the end of my nose. And every doctor's like, really? They're like, you're an idiot. And one doctor, he summed it up so well. I loved what he said. He was like, you know, it's like when you're playing blackjack and like you're at 19 and you want to hit 21, but you're at 19 and you're probably going to like say hit it. And then it's going to go way over 21. And then you're going to be really pissed because you like, you're not quite perfect. Like you might see that little tiny bump or little tiny thing that bothers you, but you're going to like way overdo it. So
that's a good analogy.
It was a really good analogy. And it did help me kind of like pull it back and realize.
You've never told me that story before.
But here's the thing. You got to understand, babe, when you were on TV, people scrutinized the hell out of you. And I was getting, you know, comments every single day about my face, about this, about that. And so like after a while, it starts to like play on your psyche. So that's another reason, honestly, that I've enjoyed kind of being away from that limelight, because I feel like I've gotten my confidence back in just not being so concerned about like all of that crap, because people are mean. There's trolls out there. They are trolling. But
can I just confirm something that you've done here on the show?
What?
You just confirmed medical confirmation that you are 19 out of 20.
I'm what?
You're a 19 out of 20.
Oh, stop it.
You're a full on 19.
No.
Your doctor said you were a 19.
No. What?
He say? What, was he really saying I want to hit it?
No,
because doing a blackjack. You know what? That could have been a subtle blackjack Vegas thing. Like you're 19, but I really want to hit it.
Stop it.
I don't really want to say.
You're so weird. That's just creepy. No,
the doctor used the terminology. Okay. So either you're 19 or out of a 20, or he really wants to hit it.
Anyway,
I wouldn't blame him.
The point being is that, ladies, for everyone out there, if you don't want to get surgery like me, I've never even had my boobs done. Like everyone thinks that I've had all this plastic surgery. There's like legitimately Instagram pages dedicated to my like before and after pictures. And I'm like, you guys are idiots.
People are such tools.
I love makeup. And so makeup really can legitimately like contour and do really great things for your face. And B, like, I mean, I have a phone that has the soft skin effect and like makes you look pretty. So like, it's just stupid that people are like, oh my God, you've had all the surgery, but whatever.
You swear to God, on a Bible, you have had one surgery since we've been together.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, honestly, you've had one surgery that I know of in the 22 years that I've known you.
Which is what?
C-section.
Right. Exactly. Literally, I've had my wisdom teeth out and I've had a C-section. Those are my two surgeries. No, but, and by the way, just for the record, I plan on one day getting a facelift and having
Jesus
surgery.
Jesus Christ.
No, well, I
that's
really do.
Obvious. You keep asking every doctor in town to do something.
No, like I'm not against plastic surgery, not even a little bit. I'm actually deathly afraid of it. I really am. And I also just feel like, I'm not as brave as I think everybody else is. Like, I get nervous. You know, my mom is 70. She's 70 this year. She's 70. She's never had Botox, never had any fillers, never done any surgery, never anything. And she looks great. So I think I was never raised in that home where, like, you know, that was like an important part. Like, my mom always looked great. She was always put together. She was always, like, you know, dolled up in her stockings and high heels. Literally, I would come home from school every day and she was like done up baking cookies and she was like full on Martha Stewart. Okay. So, like, that's probably where I get that from. But as far as, like, you know, just embracing, you know, getting older gracefully, my mom is a prime example of that. And that's probably why I'm not so utterly obsessed with, like, having to do all these things. However, I'm a huge fan of maintenance and keeping yourself up. So I do get the Botox and I swear, I really do think this collagen has been helping me, because the doctor, when he said that to me, when he was like, you really don't need any plumping, I was really surprised, but I was pleasantly surprised. And I was like, well, maybe the collagen's actually working. Cause it's supposed to plump your skin. You asked this question. That's why we got off on this. It's supposed to plump your skin. It's supposed to help your nails, which, by the way, Alejandra has shown you my nails without any of the gel on it. They've grown like exponentially. I've never had my nails this long. My hair's growing. My skin looks better. I use some of that cellulite cream from the same company. I swear it's totally making a difference. I really think so. And the collagen helps with your joints and all of that as well. Like, lubricate your joints. And as I get older, like, you know, you have to think about these things. So.
So I'm sitting here looking at you. I'm like scrutinizing your face right now. Mm-hmm. And not even just kissing up.
Oh.
You could pass for late 20s, early
30s. Okay, now we know you're lying.
No, totally, you could.
You're very sweet. I know.
I'm not even trying to be sweet. I'm just saying, literally.
People love me with, like, light makeup. I've been doing a lot more light makeup on social, and a lot of people are like,
I love you with light makeup.
You should wear less makeup.
What's my favorite look on you? What's my favorite look?
Jeans, a t-shirt, and, like, light makeup.
Yeah.
It's your favorite thing.
Or tank top.
Yeah, the tank top.
Little white tank top in your jeans.
They're so funny about this.
So hot.
Okay, but by the way, I just have to say this because 9,000 people are going to tweet me. You guys, if you want to get that trim or the collagen, just go to GretchenRossi.shiftingretail.com in case that's where you...
Huh?
Yeah, GretchenRossi.shiftingretail, S-H-I-F-T-I-N-G, and then retail, R-E-T-A-I-L. So shiftingretail.com, GretchenRossi.shiftingretail.com, and then that link will give you $10 off your trim or your collagen.
I'm so confused about how you're shifting retail.
That's the website where I get it from, you tool.
Oh, sorry.
I'm not personally shifting retail.
I'm like,
that's the name of the website. Oh my gosh, you guys. You see, this is what I have to deal with daily.
Well, how would I know? You just walked up and shoved, like, lemon cake in my mouth this afternoon. And it was really some anti-fat guy stuff.
Okay, so you guys, I feel like that's it for this week. I feel like we got to wrap this up.
I think we answered some important questions. Mm. Apparently, we are not going back to Housewives.
Well, it's actually probably good that we did this on this episode, because I literally get this question every day on my social. Every day.
And I guess it's been in the press, right? People have been saying.
Yeah, it's been in the press a little bit. And they, yeah. Anyways.
Well, and look, we established we're still friends with Emily.
Yeah, I'm friends with a lot of the girls.
Oh, we're still friends with Lydia.
Yeah, I mean, I literally have so many friends.
Lizzie
was just here. I mean, I'm friends with Callie. I mean, I have a lot of friends from the show. I mean, even Vicky and I are cool. Like, I mean, literally, Gina, Lori, Ashley Zarin, Lori's daughter, Peggy Tanos. Like, I have so many friends. Even Heather Dubrow. I mean, we're cool. Like, she's reached out to me and congratulated me on the baby and all. I mean, we're cool. I'm cool. I'm cool with everybody. I'm cool.
You're cool, man. Hey, and just if inquiring minds want to know, I'm good with all the dudes.
No, I'm legit cool with it. Everybody, but probably Tamara. And here's the thing. I don't even care anymore about Tamara. Like, I'm cool with her. If she wants to be cool, cool. Yeah, as Countess, as the Countess would say.
Countess de Lesseps.
Luann would say, what'd she say? Don't be uncool.
Oh, wait, this would be great. Hold on. You've been drinking, and so it'll be really hard to come up with the saying.
What did she say? She goes, it was really funny because it was like really funny. She was like, just be cool. Don't be uncool. Whatever. I can't get it right. Dang it. Anyways, she said it really funny.
I love it when you try to come up with sayings and you're like, two drinks in. This is awesome.
No, she really said it really cute. But anyways, the point is don't be uncool. Like, just be cool. Don't be uncool. So I'm cool. I'm cool with everybody. Whatever.
Hey, and it was cool for y'all tuning into this episode of Not Too Taboo. Remember to download. Please subscribe. We have some incredible guests coming up.
No, we do. But you guys, for real, I want you to go subscribe and download and then leave us a review because I'm going to be picking some of you guys. And I think, I think I'm going to give away?
What?
I think I'm going to give away some of the trim because everybody's asking about it. So I'm like, why not do a little giveaway with the trim?
That's really a good marketing idea because you can listen to our show and literally get leaner.
No, you guys, really. I swear, this stuff actually is working. So check it out. Okay. Love you guys. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you guys next week.
Talk to you soon. This podcast has been produced by Stage 29 Productions for entertainment purposes only. The contents of this podcast do not constitute medical or professional advice. Do not reflect the opinions of this company, any of its parent companies, affiliates, subsidiaries, promotional sponsors, or advertising agencies. The views expressed by the hosts and guests are their own, and their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. For more information, please visit stage29.tv.